If you think the clones on Star Wars were a threat, just wait until you hear about Asian clams. Asian clams are less than 2 inches in diameter, but billions have invaded U.S. waterways from California to New York. With unchecked reproduction, they're outcompeting native clam species for their favorite food, phytoplankton. They're clogging water intake pipes of power plants, costing millions in cleanup costs. Because of their small size, they're even ruining cement when they're mixed into batches instead of gravel. Part of their success may be due to the fact that some species are hermaphrodites. They have both male and female organs. That means they can reproduce by themselves. They not only fertilize their own eggs, those eggs eject their own DNA to keep the sperm's DNA, so the offspring are identical clones of the parent. They can produce 2,000 juveniles a day, or 100,000 in a lifetime. Normally, asexual reproduction is not good for species. Over time, harmful mutations can build up, and a species will die out. That's why scientists wondered about the Asian clam's reproductive achievements. How could they be so successful when only producing clones? While some Asian clam species do sexually reproduce, asexual species have another method for getting new genes. They steal them. Scientists discovered this when their genetic analysis showed that both sexual and asexual species shared some of the same genes. It appears that hermaphrodites accomplish this feat by capturing other species' eggs or sperm and removing genes to insert into their own eggs. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.